Bradley and the famous grouse, Single Malt, appeared 3 minutes later. But Bradley was not alone. Edgar Delchamp and David Young followed him into the Quincho.
"You really should let people know when you come home, Daddy," Delchamp greeted him. "Otherwise, Tugan and me will start to think you don't love us."
"Sorry, Ed. I just wanted to see what the satellite..."
"Is that why you're celebrating?"
Delchamp asked, and crossed the room so that he could look at the monitors. He moved quickly, but not as quickly as Sergeant Major Davidson's fingers on his laptop keyboard. All four monitors now displayed images of provocatively posed, naked young females. Delchamp gave Davidson the finger.
"Me too, Jack," Susanna Cieno said disgustedly. "Really?"
Davidson hit more keys, and the composite came back up on the center screen.
What are we looking at?"
Delchamp asked. "That's where these people have Timmons and two gendarmes chained to a pole," Castillo said. "It's a couple of miles south of Asuncion, in Paraguay."
"Believed to be the location?" Delchamp asked. "Or confirmed to be?"
"We have a visual from a very good man," Castillo said. "Master Sergeant Ludwig, who is Captain Urquila's intel sergeant." He pointed to Urquila. "First name Tony, right?" Urquila nodded. "Yes, sir." "This is Ed Delchamp, known as the Dinosaur, and Tugan Young of the Federal Bureau of Ignorance." The men nodded at each other.
"For real, Urquila?" Delchamp asked. "You got a man into this place and got an eyes on?"
Castillo said, "What Ludwig saw was two guys in brown uniforms and a gringo in a suit, chained to a pole and probably doped up. That's what we're going on."
"I asked him, Ace, but okay. That's enough really good news to start pieing the sauce, Lester, my boy, but the colonel don't get none."
"Might I dare to inquire why not?" Castillo responded.
"There are several obvious reasons," Delchamp said, "but primarily because you're about to fly Tugan and me to Montevideo, and I have this perhaps foolish aversion to being flown about by a sassed up pilot. Curiosity overwhelms me. Why am I flying you and Tugan to Montevideo? Why can't you go commercial? And what are the other obvious reasons to which you allude?"
"Well, Ace, if you insist, about 3 inches, please, Lester. 2 ice cubes and no water. For one thing, Ordonez wants to see you before Ambassador Larimer arrives, which will be about 7 p.m., if Miller is to be believed. And what is the GIMP doing, flying that airplane? I am wondering. For another, before you slip into your armor and gallop off on your white horse to do battle with the forces of evil, we have to have a long chat about what the CIA is up to in Asuncion, and I want you to be sober for that."
"And what evil is the CIA up to in Asuncion?" Castillo was having trouble restraining a smile. Captain Urquila had absolutely no idea what was going on, and it showed on his face.
"When I explain that to you, Ace, I'm sure you will have cause to shamefully remember what you said about Tugan being a member of the Federal Bureau of Ignorance."
"Oh, I doubt that."
"That's because I haven't told you what splendid service Inspector John J. Doherty has rendered to our noble cause."
"Which is?"
"I will tell you. On the way to Montevideo, on which journey we will embark immediately after Brother Davidson has explained to me the computer game he is playing, and, of course, after I finish this drink, and probably another. I always need a little liquid courage in order to fly with you at the wheel."
He turned a chair around and sat in it backward, facing the monitor.
"You may proceed, Brother Davidson," Delchamp said, "and speak slowly and use itsy-bitsy words, as Tugan will also be watching, and I don't want to have to explain everything all over again to him."